Welcome to this week's podcast from the teaching team at Beacon Church. For more information about our church, please visit beaconchurch.com.au. We hope you enjoy the message.
Well, welcome again to Beacon Church. And my name is Beck, and along with my husband, Az, we're the pastors here at Beacon. And we are just so excited that you chose to spend your Christmas Eve with us here at Beacon. And I've loved actually hearing about all the different team members and their Christmas Eve traditions. And I thought I'd share with you one of my Christmas Eve traditions, one of my memories from childhood. This is something that many of you don't know about me. And that is that when I was a child, I played the clarinet. Surprise, you didn't know that, right? And I'm a bit offended that there was no clarinet part for me in the service this evening. But actually, I better be careful what I joke about, because you watch next year, they'll have suddenly written this part for me. But no, if they're listening, I'm not bringing out the clarinet on stage. But me and my friend, every Christmas Eve, we used to actually go to the main street in our town. I grew up in Sydney, and I grew up, in Sydney, but it's like a town that feels like a country town in the middle of Sydney. It's a little town called Oatley, and one of those places where kind of everyone knows everyone. And on Christmas Eve, my friend would bring her tenor horn. Some of you probably don't even know what a tenor horn is, but my friend would bring her tenor horn and I'd bring my clarinet, and we would go to the main street of Oatley on Christmas Eve as everyone's there getting their last minute groceries and everything, and we would busk. And can I just tell you, I have never made more money in my life. I was working it out and I'm like, I think that's the like highest hourly rate I've ever made in my life. And there was two main reasons for that. Is number one, my friend's grandma used to sit like just down the street, and every so often she'd just come up putting more and more money in. And the other thing is, we were strategic and we asked her little sister, right? She was younger than us. She was cuter than us. And we said to her, right, you need to sit by the money tin and you need to smile cutely. You need to have jingle bells and you need to say Merry Christmas to everyone walking past. And people just could not resist her cuteness. And we made a lot of money every Christmas Eve. So there's a little something you didn't know about me. And another of my Christmas traditions I've actually brought along this evening, and that is many years ago when I was in Guatemala, of all places, I came across this beautiful nativity scene. Hopefully you can see it there. And I love this one because they're actually in like traditional Guatemalan dress. And I made a decision when I saw this that, wow, anytime I'm somewhere in the world and I see a nativity scene, I want to buy it and start a bit of a collection. So I brought along that one to show you tonight. And I also brought along this little one, a little felt one, which is special to me, because I actually bought this in Israel. When Az and I went there a couple of years ago, we went to the Garden Tomb, where they believe that Jesus was buried. And would you believe they have a gift shop there now? And you can buy nativity scenes. But anyway, so I bought this little nativity scene in Israel. But I do love the nativity scene. I love it at Christmas when you're driving through and you see Christmas lights and then all of a sudden you see one that's got the nativity scene in lights. That always brings me joy. Or whether it be walking, you know, sometimes you're still going to shopping centres and they still have the nativity scene, which is always exciting. Or local churches that have those life-size ones out the front of their buildings. I just love it. But I don't know about you, sometimes I look at scenes like this nativity scene, and it can seem pretty foreign. It can seem pretty ancient. It can seem pretty far removed from my reality. I mean, it's not like I'm going to be wandering around the streets of the Redlands and come across this scene. It's pretty weird, pretty strange. But actually, the more that I started thinking about it, been thinking about the nativity, the Christmas story, been pondering about it, even been doing some research into it, and I started to realize that, okay, so it's strange and weird for me, kind of foreign, ancient to me, but actually there was a lot about it that was just pretty normal for people like Mary and Joseph, for people in Israel all those years ago. Actually, a lot of things about it are pretty everyday, pretty normal, pretty just everyday life for them. Maybe strange for me, but not so strange for them. Now, don't get me wrong, there's plenty of strange things about the Christmas story, okay? There's almost what we might call supernatural things. I mean, an immaculate conception, you don't see those every day. What about the angels appearing in the sky and singing and declaring that a baby's been born who's going to be king? What else? There's the star that's guiding people to a baby. I mean, there's some weird, strange, supernatural things in this story. But all those things are actually just because of one key part of the story, which is this little baby. The little baby in the manger called Jesus And there's a scripture in Matthew that I'm going to put up on the screen. You find this scripture in the Bible when it's talking about the birth of Jesus. It says, "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. And actually, I think this is my favorite part of the Christmas story. The fact that they said he will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. See, 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, God came to be with us. God came to earth in human form to dwell with his people. Emmanuel, God with us. I love that. And I actually love, there's a verse in the book of John that says it a different way. It says, the Word, meaning Jesus, it says, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Or a more modern paraphrase puts it like this. The Word, meaning Jesus, the Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. Don't you love that? I love the thought of he moved into the neighborhood. So an easy way to think of the Christmas story is that over 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, God came into the neighborhood. And the good news of Christmas, the great news of Christmas, in fact, is that the same God that came to be with them 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, the God that came near, the God that came to dwell with his people then, the God that moved into the neighborhood of Bethlehem back then, he's the same God that moves into your neighborhood. He's not just come for that neighborhood, he's come for your neighborhood. He's not just come to dwell with them, but he's come to dwell with us. He's come to dwell with you. He's Emmanuel. You know, in the Bible it says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it says that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And what I love is that over 2,000 years ago, we saw that Jesus came. God came to dwell amongst his people. He came to the everyday, normal, messy life of a normal family, a normal neighborhood. God came in the midst of the everyday. And the good news for us is that that means that in our normal life, our everyday life, our messy, normal families, if normal families is possible, I don't know if it is, but he comes to the normal of our lives and dwells with us too. And what that means is that tomorrow, whatever you're facing, because here's the thing, I know Christmas Day means different things for different people, but whatever you're facing tomorrow, it means that he's there. Emmanuel, God with us. So that means maybe tomorrow for you is going to be this great, great day of joyous celebration. And that's awesome. He'll be there with you, celebrating with you. But I also know for some of you, maybe you're dreading tomorrow because maybe it's going to be overwhelming. There's going to be chaos. There's going to be, you know, food to cook and presents to quickly get wrapped. And there's going to be demanding family members and all this stuff happening. And you're worried. You're feeling anxious about it. You're overwhelmed. Well, you know what? God's going to be there with you. Or maybe you know that tomorrow there's going to be family tension. Maybe you only see family once a year, or maybe it's even been a few years, and you know that every time you gather, there's some sort of blow up. But you know what? He's Emmanuel. He's God with us. He's God with you. He'll be there. You know, maybe tomorrow there's going to be one less seat at your family table. I know that's the case for me this year. There's going to be one less loved one at the table. But you know what? I take comfort in knowing that he's Emmanuel, God with us, God with me, God with you tomorrow. Maybe you're sensing that tomorrow you're going to be feeling lonely. Can I tell you, you're not alone, because God's with you. He's there with you. He's Emmanuel, God with us. And you know, there's some other names that we're told in the Bible that Jesus would be called. There's a prophet, Isaiah, and he prophesied years before Jesus was born that this baby would be born and that these are the names he would be called. And we're going to read it together. It says, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And I love that because that means that if you need a wonderful counselor this Christmas, he's Emmanuel. He's God with us. He's God with you. He dwells with you. He's moved into your neighborhood. If you need a mighty God this Christmas, he's Emmanuel. He's God with you, and he's moved into your neighborhood. Maybe you need an everlasting Father this Christmas. Well, he's Emmanuel. He's with you. He's moved into your neighborhood. And maybe you need a Prince of Peace. Man, this world needs a Prince of Peace. But maybe personally you need a Prince of Peace this Christmas. The good news is that he's Emmanuel. He's God with us. He dwells with you. He moved into your neighborhood. And you know, we're going to sing a song that I've asked the team to sing. It's a song that we often sing in this church. It's a beautiful song about the names of God. And I'm just going to encourage you just to take a moment of quiet reflection, you know, just listen to the lyrics. Maybe close your eyes if you want to. Picture your tomorrow, but picture it knowing that whatever you're about to face, he's Emmanuel. He's God with us, which means he's God with you and he loves you. So let's sing this song.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. We pray the message has inspired you. To connect with us further, visit beaconchurch.com.au.